Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is something only an idiot would own? I saw this on a Reddit thread a while ago, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I got
because it's sort of one man's trash is another man's treasure, so to speak, like that. Like, There are things that each of you might own that I would go, I don't know why he would possibly do that, and I'm certain I have them, that other people would do the same. But what's something you would say only an idiot would own? Does anyone have one that comes to mind?
I would say most people would agree with this, owners and non-owners alike, a boat.
Yes.
You're a brilliant person if you can befriend a person with a great boat.
Yeah.
But most boat owners say that the best day of their lives were the day they bought their boat, the day they sold their boat.
If you really have to be committed.
Like you do. You have to. I mean, obviously, there are people who love it and would never say that.
But. Like, if you don't have to take care of it, if you're loaded enough to just, whatever, drop it off.
Oh, that'd be the way to have a boat.
I mean, yeah, of course. It'd be the way to have most things, honestly. Easier. Yeah. But
yeah, Conor McGregor looks pretty happy when he's getting onto his like $5 million Lamborghini boat.
Yeah. I think it's the rest of us though that get that, you know,
like
Sea Cruiser or whatever. That's.
Yeah,
I think I would love a boat if it were nearby and I didn't have to like drive, like tow the boat there every time.
Yeah, I think
like if I had a place on a lake.
Yep.
But then you just watch the money go down and you're like, every weekend you don't go or every day you don't go. I'm like, oh, I just wasted X amount of dollars.
Yeah. I think I would have to actually own a piece of property on a lake, live there. And then it's right outside. Mm-hmm. It's parked out there like a car and you just get in and go. And I think that would be awesome. But if I had to trailer it, I'd use it three times a year. Maybe.
I feel like that would get old though. You'd be like, oh yeah. Going to take the boat out today. Then you cruise around your lake and you go back to your house and you're like, all right. And then the next day. Yeah. Feel the wind in my hair.
I don't know.
The ride's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I've never gotten tired of driving around for no reason, so I imagine I wouldn't get tired of boating around for no reason. Sunshine, cool mist.
Some of the texts coming in feel a bit...
attacky.
Yeah.
Like what?
Project
tank?
Car, like a Jeep Grand Cherokee or whatever Steve has is one that is there, so that one feels a little attacky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not smart.
Only idiots would own a Mustang Camaro.
Mustang Camaro.
Ooh, it's a special.
The merger.
Yeah.
Debut.
Only an idiot would own a remote control snake. Only an idiot would own a saltwater aquarium. Yeah. Well, you're not wrong about. I can't disagree about any of these. At least Steve's going to get his. It's not a Grand Cherokee. What is it again?
Comanche.
Fixed up.
At least I'll have. It'll be a mode of transportation.
You'll probably sell it and break close to even.
I don't think I'll sell it.
Yes, you will.
I know I will.
You will?
Who are you kidding? Steve, what's something an idiot would own?
A sword?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Unless you're a member of the Shogun. It's ridiculous. And you, pretty dim.
And even... more specific, a sword that came with some kind of certificate of authenticity.
From who?
That it was used in, like, you know, by an extra on Highlander or something.
Oh, man. That
that would be a cool sword.
Amazing.
Okay, I've got it. Only an idiot would own a piece of exercise equipment that does it for you, like pads you put on your abs, or one that I saw while I was running on the treadmill the other day. And I was like, I need to look that up. It was a thing that you put your feet on, little box. Mm-hmm. It had two pads for your feet, and it just did this all day, back and forth. And it moved your feet for you.
So it was,
and it said, exercise while you sit.
So it was so it's like it was mimicking a walking motion
while you sat.
So you're not working your muscles. It's really just possibly moderately helping circulation in some way.
Yeah. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, please send me that link, because that commercial, although I could not hear what was going on, was hysterical.
So it's basically a cheat for your pedometer.
Yeah. Which, well, no, because your pedometer isn't feeling you go. You need to put your pedometer on your ankle.
Okay.
And then I think it would shake it to 10,000. Maybe.
Boy, what a, that, who are you tricking?
People.
I mean, I guess you got to start somewhere.
This one, only an idiot would own a radio show. I guess.
What?
I don't know. It's the people job. Who own all of this at the top seem to be making a lot of money.
They seem pretty happy. I mean, they don't pay it forward, but the happiness.
Yeah.
Only an idiot would own a lot of plastic outdoor holiday decorations and then put them on display every year.
See, and I'm really coming around to the idea of decorating my house. I just bought my first house 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, and I haven't done any big decorating other than, like, making my front porch look welcoming and cozy. But I want to put spider webs up for Halloween.
That's okay.
It's the, I know, it's the, but it's, I don't when it's, take it
it's
down.
When it's lazy decorations, like inflatables.
But aww. What if it's lazy and like the it's Halloween decorations that are still up in February? Because that's the type of lazy I would
no,
be.
No, that's wow. pretty that's pretty bad.
But. I just want to put I want somebody else to put them up, and then I'd want somebody else to take them down for me, but I don't want to have to pay for that service.
Yeah, right.
I saw this one thing for holiday decorations where you basically take a picture of your house, and then you can set like a some kind of fence, like a geo fence. Mm-hmm. You basically open up the picture of your house, set a geo fence around it so it knows like where the roof is and where the walls are and everything. And then it's just a projector that you put in your front yard.
Oh, yeah.
But it knows.
It customizes.
Like certain regions of the house. So if you want one part to be Santa Claus or if you want the other part to be snowflakes, like you can really, really really make it specific.
Not a bad idea.
Those projectors are usually pretty ugly, though.
This one was
like the rotating snowflakes on the side of a big house.
Yeah,
always looks a little.
This one looked really good,
me,
but then I knew it was expensive because it was something like use promo code whatever for $300 off.
Oh so, God!
If it's $300
okay,
off,
well then
I would
maybe
it's
a, maybe
thousands
it's
of dollars.
Yeah, it might be cool then.
That is out of control.
This text, when Steve said only an idiot would own a sword, I definitely agreed. But then he made the mistake of making the sword sound so cool because it was authentic from Highlander.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you
I
did
said the
make
same
it,
thing.
May
that would be
tougher,
awesome.
Yeah.
Only an idiot would own birds.
Yeah.
Only an idiot would own a baby alligator that they will one day just let go because they can't take care of it anymore.
Honestly, yeah, only an idiot would own any type of pet that could possibly outlive them by a long time.
It's true.
Because then it's going to be someone else's problem at some point.
Oh, I just had a good one. I lost it.
What about snakes?
Yes. Yeah. I mean
that's
yeah.
obvious. We don't even need to mention it.
Yeah.
I was, yeah,
that's
I mean, a, you
that's
could just
less
put
idiocy and more evil.
Like, you're poor evil person, person exotic pets. Let's just put all of those into a category. Like, if you own a tiger because you're super loaded, like Tyson, all right, that's awesome. But all the little exotic guys, that's all. Yeah.
Because you're Joe Tiger or whatever that guy's name was.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What's his name?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
No, but it was Joe.
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. That's what it was.
This text, only an idiot would own a horse. We have four. Sigh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have no disposable income.
Horses are beautiful.
They are. Very
they
expensive,
are,
right?
Expensive. Yeah, they eat a lot, and you have to take care of them. Like my sister, they had a couple of horses. They still have a horse. And my niece gets up every morning. She loves it. I mean, you have to be built for it, but she gets up every morning at, you know, before school at 5 a.m. or whatever, go out and brush the horse, take care. I go, man, oh, God, that seems like so much work.
It doesn't sound great.
Like,
no.
Like, I love my Camaro because I'm an idiot. But if I had to get up every morning and wash it before I came to work, I'd go, screw this, man. No thanks.
I've got to brush my Camaro.
This blows.
Sometimes I don't even feel like feeding the dogs. I always do.
No.
I'm like, oh, God, why can't this food be at a hip level?
I know, right?
I think my boyfriend's country bumpkin lifestyle is starting to creep into my life. I did grow up, my aunt has a horse farm. I grew up on like 50 acres of land. I say I grew up. We lived there for like 4 years when I was in high school.
Yeah, you didn't live anywhere very long.
I didn't really have a home. I'm a military kid. This is random. But no, my boyfriend has property and his daughter rides horses. And we have friends who have horses. And the more and more I'm around him, I'm like, could I be a horse girl? Because I think I could be a horse girl. I think I could have property and horses and cows. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can.
You could.
Do you think what kind of horse girl will you be? The slutty one or the one that's like kind of prissy and only can talk about dressage?
Why can't I
be
both?
We already know that.
You could be both.
I actually think you could pull off
both.
Yeah.
Which one? You decide. But really, though, there have been a couple times where I'm like, dang, I think I like this. But I look at my dog and my cat sometimes and I think to myself, you guys are going to live for like at least 10 more years. My cat, maybe 20, who knows? And then getting a horse, horses can live to be 30.
They can live a long time.
And
yeah.
I want a cow. I don't know why I want a
cow. Why do you want a cow?
I don't know. And then I hear pigs kind of act like dogs sometimes. And I have no interest in milk or pork.
You're just going to own a cow for no reason?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome to get a cow?
No.
And name it like
wouldn't it be awesome
Gertrude
to make it
something?
Even harder to like do stuff like travel? Because now you have to have somebody take care of your cow for
but
a week.
But then I'd have a farmhand.
Do what I did. Just buy
if
a part of
that's what
cow,
you want. Okay, you want a hot farmhand.
I don't want a hot farmhand.
Okay, yeah, we just got to keep moving forward with this. Let's break this onion down.
Joe, you want to work on a farm?
I've worked on plenty of farms since I've started this job. I'm good. I've done all the basics.
Could y'all imagine if wrestling, Joe and I had a farm, though?
The wrestling of greased pigs, the birthing of cows.
You wouldn't have to wrestle or birth anything unless I'm out of town when we do vacation, and then you'd have to stay back and work.
Those are the jobs I do on farms.
Yeah.
Or you guys got a bunch of kids, and your kids want to be farmhands?
Yeah, until they find out that they have to do it when they have to, not whenever they want to.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
They'd be super into being farmhands the first time they went.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm super into it until that horse shows up on that property that I bought and I got to take care of all of it. And I'm like, this is an expensive hobby I just decided to keep.
Horses are easy to get rid of, though.
Yeah, you can make them into glue.
Well, or just open the gate.
All they have to do is stumble and you're like, you're useless now. Bam!
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the racing, the racetracks.
Break their legs.
I bet Evelyn would love to be your farmhand.
I know she would. See? Oh, that's what I'm saying.
You better pay well, though. Got to support the family.
I'll pay in friendship.
Friendship, don't get you cable.
You can trade the friendship in for rainbows and the rainbows in for fake money.
This is all coming together.
Yeah.
Apparently, horse girls, somebody said Kelly will either be a yeehaw girl or a pish posh girl. That's,
well,
that's the
those
more
are the two.
Okay.
Normal term.
Yeah. I mean, those are, yeah, just different terms for the same idea.
Yeah.
It all sounds the same to me.
Yeah. I think the party in the back of a pickup truck, but also on a horse. That seems easier than traveling around and wearing uncomfortable boots.
Oh, okay. This text, only an idiot, a.k.a. my brother, would keep a porcupine for a pet. I get a text that he gets quilled about every week and has almost 90 grand in hospital bills.
90? Oh, he does?
What?
All because of that stupid porcupine he has for a pet.
They're so cute, though, when they eat corn or whatever. Do you remember that video?
Yeah, it is. It's adorable.
It's
I'll watch
so
the video
adorable
because I don't want to be stabbed a million times.